1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Federal Treasurer says the Reserve Bank's decision to hold the cash rate steady is a sign of progress despite pushback from the opposition. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The RBA board has decided to hold the cash rate at 4.35 for the sixth time this year and the tenth month in a row. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government remains committed to tackling inflation.
When we came to office, inflation was 6.1%. It's now half of its peak a couple of years ago, and our policies are helping in the fight against inflation.
Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor says the state and federal government's efforts to provide cost of living relief are only temporary fixes.
It is a long road back to a sustainable low inflation economy that we can't expect to be back at target until mid-2026.
Noah Seckham, Canberra.
The United States says it will present concrete ideas for stemming the growing crisis between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon when it meets with allies at the UN General Assembly gathering in New York. The meeting is taking place amid growing fears the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah is erupting into a regional war. The BBC's Hugo Bachaga reports.
The Israeli airstrikes, which hit areas in the south, east and north of the country, brought the deadliest day in Lebanon since at least 2006. The last time Israel and Hezbollah fought a war. Hezbollah, the militia and political movement supported by Iran, has been severely damaged but remains a powerful force. It hasn't yet deployed its more sophisticated weapons, including precision-guided missiles capable of hitting deep inside Israel. The group has remained defiant, saying its attacks will continue until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. Israel has indicated that its campaign is just beginning, an offensive that could include a limited ground invasion to push fighters away from the border.
Australians in Lebanon are again being urged to return home while they still can, amid fears of a broader war. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says people should get out before it's too late.
The fact that some people have continued to go from Australia to Lebanon in recent months is not a common sense thing to do. The government issues these warnings for a reason. People should take the opportunity to come home on commercial aircraft while it is available.
Police are investigating after a man died at a work site in Sydney South. Emergency crews were called to a recycling facility at Lucas Heights at about midday. Paramedics attempted to treat a 31-year-old man. However, he died at the scene. Chris Minns says he's hopeful his government can reach an agreement with the Nurses and Midwives Association. Nurses have walked off the job as the union fights for a 15% wage rise. The Premier says an interim offer has been rejected.
The President of the Court suggested that the government pay the nurses 3% just to sit down and negotiate and have an intensive negotiation period. No strikes, no prejudice on either side. We've agreed to it. We think that's a good way through. The union said no at this stage, but we're hopeful that they can get a breakthrough soon.
After being tucked away behind bureaucratic red tape, 10 government state-owned sites have been unlocked for urgent housing development. Dani Geddes reports.
These forgotten plots across Sydney and Newcastle are the latest to be earmarked for development under the state government's land audit. Three sites across Woolloomooloo, Sydney Olympic Park and Hurstville will deliver nearly 600 of the more than 1,000 slated. The remaining sites stretch from Marsfield to Seaforth, Minto, Newcastle and Arncliffe. It forms part of the state's 30,000 new homes target over the next 5 years.
And the Salvation Army Emergency Services is calling for people to sign up to volunteer ahead of the natural disaster season. The Salvos say they need people to help their teams during disasters to provide meals to evacuees and first responders.
Hope Sport.
Injured Sydney Swans key forward Logan McDonald is set to play in the AFL Grand Final, but questions still remain around captain Callum Mills' fitness. Mills will be put through a fitness test tomorrow. And in cricket, Australia will be looking to wrap up a series victory over England tonight in the third men's one-dayer.
Hope weather.
Partly cloudy, winds northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Tomorrow, heading to tops of 31 degrees, showers developing. Thursday, rain, a top of 20. Friday, showers and 19. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope.
103.2.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So, boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sale?
Oh, no. Don't spring that on me.
Something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from the Easter egg.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
In Campbelltown, we've got a two-car crash closing a southbound lane on Campbelltown Road at Thomas Street. In Millers Point, a breakdown closing a northbound lane on the Carl Expressway approaching the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And in Summerhill, there's a bus breakdown that's closing a westbound lane on Parramatta Road just past Liverpool Road. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. Five nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Keep it on.
You're listening to Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And tipping culture is something that is huge over in the States, but it hasn't necessarily made its way over to Australia. Or has it? A KFC has been spotted with a tip jar, and we'll talk more about the implications of that after Little C. This one's called Change for Love.
I see the look in your eyes. You keep dark thoughts under white lies. You stop talking, but I know there's more. 'Cause underneath your makeup, you try to hide the way, but there's nothing that you need to make up for. You'll be
Hope
103.2. Even though I walk through the valley sometimes, it feels like a crawl through the valley, but I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get by like a freight train starts trying to break. I lift you up and up again.
Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day,
if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love and don't give up, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get by like a freight train starts trying to break. You have for me. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Dixon, it's Up and Up on Hope 103.2, and it seems tipping culture is making its way from America all the way down to Australia, because a Sydney KFC has been spotted with a tip jar, which has sparked a huge debate online. So people are divided, with many saying that they're fed up with US tipping culture infiltrating Australia. Despite the fact that, you know, here in Australia, minimum wage is actually like decent, whereas in America, minimum wage is not nearly enough. So in America, they make about 10 Australian dollars an hour, whereas in Australia, it's $21 an hour, which is minimum wage. But other people are saying, you know, there's no issue with it. There's a tip jar in cafes all the time, and it's not like you have to tip. There is no difference if there is a tip jar or not. But yeah, that's interesting that it's making its way over here.
Oh, why you look so sad? The tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Get mad, don't hold it all inside.
Hope 1032.
Sometimes I feel like I'm alone, a bit too broken, unseen, unknown. Sometimes the doubt starts creeping in, so come remind me once again.
Clemens on Hope 103.2, and on the 26th of September, Power Fest is taking place. It's a family-friendly, transformative church conference with the theme, The Kingdom in Action. Highlights include special programs for children and teens under 19, powerful messages, teaching, and music, as well as interactive sessions. You can find out more information on where this will be taking place on hope1032.com.au. And while you're there, take a look at some of the other awesome events taking place in the community.
Hope 103.2, out and about with you, wherever you are.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit komenassociates.com.au.
In Campbelltown, we've got a two-car crash closing a southbound lane on Campbelltown Road at Thomas Street. In Millers Point, a breakdown closing a northbound lane on the Carl Expressway approaching the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And in Summerhill, there's a bus breakdown that's closing a westbound lane on Parramatta Road just past Liverpool Road. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
We often assume that life should be fair, but what if it isn't? What if the scales are already tipped? Think about it. Some people are born into wealth while others into poverty. Some are born physically whole, yet others face physical challenges. That's why I love the story in the Bible of the man born blind, brought to Jesus by his disciples. When they asked him, who sinned? Was it the parents or the blind man? Jesus responded, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. Jesus redirects our focus from the causes to the future purposes. The Bible tackles the toughest issues in life and anchors us in hope. In our suffering, we aren't left in the dark. Jesus is light. I am the light of the world, he says. God's light has entered the world, shining on our pain and every other aspect of life. May he grant you eyes to perceive the display of his works in your life today. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la la. The flowers grow.
Hope
103.2.
Feels like I just opened my eyes for the very first time in my life. So bright that I lit in the light. I was blind but you gave me sight. All the weight I used to keep falling up of me, one foot in front of the other. And it's more than just a change, I am not the same. I finally feel comfort.
Listening to Hope 103.2, that is Sofika. And a brand new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped on Friday. Very good, very, very demure, very mindful. And it's just the best of the best, basically a highlight reel. If you didn't notice this morning, they are away for a little bit, a couple of days, returning on Thursday. But if you want to hear the sounds of their voices, hope1032.com.au, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from, take a listen.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope1032.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional
exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
I've been feeling lonely and it's alright. I tore it through and now it's all fine. Standing on a place I thought was all mine. Now I'm looking at it in the
calm and collected. All the time I invested, now it's something I'm blessed with. I've been getting the rest in. PSA is suggested. PSA is suggested. So take the bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want a new car starting to clear up. Up here in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure. This thing's about to get better. So take the bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. Suggested, PSA is suggested. So take a bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want a new car starting to clear up. Up here in the blue, the grass isn't greener. Don't run from the pressure. This thing's about to get better. So take a bird's eye view. Don't just look in the mirror. If you want.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe stop. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. Got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die.
in your car. Speed so fast, I feel like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car, we go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all my bills. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way.
How good is that? It's Luke Combs with Fast Car on Hope 103.2. I don't know why I said that with an American accent. Fast Car. He is actually coming to the country next year in January. I believe tickets were on sale, and oh goodness, happy Hunger Games trying to get those tickets, because last time he sold out almost instantly. But hey, that is it for me. I am heading on out of here. I will catch you same time tomorrow. Hopefully you have a blessed rest of your evening. Bye.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family with genuine Christian care. We look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
Papa, can I be in the Olympics?
Darling, you can do anything.
Anything? Then I want to be an Olympian. Or a platypus.
Kids say the craziest things, and they do the craziest things. That's why you can never take your eyes off them, not for a second, around water. Fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. I'm Laurie Lawrence. Kids Alive, do the five.
In Moorbank, a multi-vehicle crash has an eastbound lane closed on the M5 motorway at the Heathcote Road off-ramp. In Bankstown, we've got a bus breakdown that's southbound on Fairford Road at Macaulay Avenue. In Summerhill, a bus breakdown that's closing a westbound lane on Parramatta Road just past Liverpool Road. Homebush West still busy heading southbound on Centenary Drive. In Chullora, look out for delays southbound on Rookwood Road on your approach to Brunker Road. I'm Thomas Reeve. There'll be another check on Sydney traffic tomorrow at 6 a.m. on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal.
Toby, can you go with your boy?
Let's go.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix. And I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above. The road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me. Though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast full of eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
Flashes, say they think that it's you, but they don't know that who you are is not what you do. True, we get it twisted when we peek at the charts. Yo, before we part from the start, where's your heart?
You a pimp?
Hustler, tell me what's your title? America has no more stars, now we call them idols. You said idol, while we teach prosperity, the first thing to prosper should be inside me. Not because of 22s on the range, but Christ came in range. We said yes, now we change. Not the same, even though I met a fall. Since I got that call, no more Saul, now I'm home.
Yep.
Lighthouses, blowholes, and Hope 1032.
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like, and she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here.
the articles,
all the beautiful words and messages.
Hope1032.com.au is your home for inspiring stories on relationships, parenting, life and more.
Uplifting you and infusing joy.
Time goes by and I've been holding everything inside, but now I've got nothing left to hide. Well, I'm with you, oh you, but I can't see how strong man I'm gonna have to be to do for you. It comes so naturally. Some way you move, and all
a chance to prove, show all I can do. I believe in starting over. I can see that your heart is true. I believe in good things coming back to you. You're the light that lifts me higher, so bright to guide me through. I believe in love, you give me reason to. You're the light that lifts me higher, so high up in the sky. I think we're gonna fly.